You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're at an outdoor circus. But this isn't just any circus. It's a circus that's being put on by animals for the joy of their community. They are strutting through the path in a field, showing off their skills and creating quite a lot of noise with the opening parade. Should we join their fun? Today's story is about how one bird got its vibrant color. It's called How the Little Red Bird Became Red. It had been a long winter, and the animals were so excited for March 1st when spring arrived at last. The bears, the hedgehogs, and raccoons stretched their limbs as they came out of hibernation, and the birds tweeted happily as the sun shone brighter and the flowers bloomed at last.
"Do you know what we should do?" a young bear cub said to the other animals. "We should celebrate spring's arrival by having a very grand celebration."
"Oh, yes," piped up a squirrel. "We can have an acorn fight and eat and laugh and be very merry."
"No, no, 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 not an acorn fight," the bear cub grumbled. "You've misunderstood me, squirrel. I was thinking more like a circus. We can open it with a parade where we march all through the forest, showing off our abilities to welcome spring. It will bring joy to all of the creatures of the forest, and we will have such fun."
The other animals agreed that the bear cub's idea was a good one, and so they lined up one after the other and marched around the forest in a parade, while the little bear cub beat on a drum, which was actually a log stub that he would whack with his mighty paw. The rabbits rode on the backs of the possums, and the monkeys rode on the backs of the elephants. The chipmunks drove chariots, which were drawn by the gray squirrels, and the clowns were the frogs. Hopping about, they would ribbit happily as they popped dandelion fluff on their little green heads as makeshift wigs. The rest of the animals caught hands and followed in the march. They laughed and shouted and enjoyed themselves tremendously. Once the parade had made its way to the other end of the forest, the bear cub who had organized the event instructed all the animals to take their seats. Now it was time for each animal to do a performance and entertain their other forest friends. The monkeys kicked off this talent portion of the circus and got a great deal of applause for their trapeze performance. They went swinging and flipping between the trees so fast the other animals couldn't believe their eyes. Then the bear cub walked on a tightrope and danced around on his hind legs. Next, the bunnies rode on little bicycles. But that's when the circus took a sad turn, because one of them tried to show off. He fell off his bicycle and popped his little nose. If you've never seen a bunny with a nosebleed, then believe me when I say it's not a pretty sight. Blood dripped from the bunny's nose, and all the other animals gasped with worry while the poor bunny moaned and moaned. Now, a very plain gray bird, who had been flying overhead and watching the circus from afar, saw what had happened to the bunny and quickly swooped down. He was a very kind bird, and he'd wanted to join the circus from the beginning, but he feared that he was just too plain-looking to participate. But now he knew that he had to get involved and help this poor bunny, so he sprang into action, assessing the bunny's injury. The bird saw that the bunny was really more frightened than hurt, and with his gray wings he gently wiped off the blood from the bunny's face. The blood stain never left the wings of the helpful bird, and so he became red forevermore. Which was quite nice, really, because his red color has become synonymous with inside beauty as well as outside beauty. His vibrant appearance reflects his warm heart. And the animal circus was a big success all around, too. The bunny fully recovered thanks to the kind bird, and the animals enjoyed a picnic after their performances to celebrate their wonderful spring gathering. Refreshments of all kinds were passed around by the animals, nuts and berries galore. And after they'd finished eating, they sang songs like Down in the Jungle and Hop Little Bunnies, and they had so much fun playing and dancing all together. And the kind bird, who had gone from plain gray to stunning red, flew home at sunset, flapping his wings with joy. For he was so glad to have been included, and everything had turned out so wonderfully. The animal circus proved to be such a success, and the animals were in such good spirits that they decided then and there to have a circus every year to celebrate the start of spring. If you're lucky, maybe one day you'll catch sight of their amazing animal celebration. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.